let's get going with the meeting. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining the meeting. There are no specific decisions required today, so I just thought I'd mention that. However, certainly there will be some discussion around the Marrakesh meeting and what's required of us regarding the work of the CCWG. So in order to get started, Kim, could I ask, I see you've created a list of apologies. Are there any other apologies that you received last minute?
Yeah, other than what's listed, Abibu did manage to make the call, but other than what's listed, no additional apologies.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me, is there anybody not on the call who has not provided an apology?
Everybody who said they wouldn't be here did send an apology.
Okay.
Or they're not on.
Great, thank you very much.
I've listed them in the Adobe room, Byron.
Okay. And I guess just as a brief reminder to everybody, as we all agreed, we are publishing the attendance list, and you can see it on the CCNSO website. So hopefully today's call will be relatively short. As mentioned, the primary points of discussion will be around the Marrakesh meeting and the CWG and CCWG proposals. Moving to agenda item number two, pardon me, minutes and actions. The minutes were sent on February 5th. We didn't receive any comments. Are there any comments at this point? Okay, we'll take those as approved then. Thank you. Action items. Kim, where are we with the action items?
We have one pending action item, and I think Bart will give us an update on that.
Yeah, Byron, and all this is the one, relating to the PDP to send out a note on the list on the, where we stand with regard to the PDP. As some of you will have seen, it's now on the CCNSO agenda in Marrakesh, and I think it's that is the opportunity to start informing not just the CCTLD community, but the broader community as well on where we are.
Okay, thank you. And we'll move on to agenda item number three then, which is the heart of the discussion, which is around the stewardship transition and accountability process. I'll just provide a brief overview, at least as far as I understand where we're at right now. It's certainly my understanding that the CCWG is going to submit its final proposal very shortly. I believe it will be on the 18th, or at least that's what they're communicating, around 1800 UTC. So be ready for that, and please be ready to take a look at that. As I think everybody on this call will recall, one of the challenges with the work of the CCWG is the conditionality requirements imposed or requested by CWG. It's certainly my understanding in discussing the subject with Lees and others, Matthew as well, that it's very likely that the elements demanded by the CWG will be satisfied in the most recent or in the soon to be released proposal. At least that's what I'm hearing. Not having seen the proposal yet, I certainly can't confirm it, but both Mathieu and Lise indicate that that will be the case. And I think that the CWG will be, if all goes according to plan, the CWG will likely be making its comments on the conditionality requirements around February 23rd or 4th. so that's when we would pardon me, that's when we would expect them to make their position known. Another element that's come up recently, or it's been percolating in the background, but it's become, I would say, more top of mind very recently, is the costs associated with the entire process, be it the Iron Transition or the accountability piece. And I did have a call with ICANN staff and the other SOAC chairs last week. It was a call organized by staff, by Steve Crocker and Shireen, who's chair of the ICANN Finance Committee. And they wanted to step us through the cost associated with all of these processes. And I think it's primarily because the costs have escalated so dramatically. When the process first started after the announcement by NTIA, the initial budget by ICANN for the whole thing was going to be $7 million. Now, I think that was probably a fairly loose estimate in that they didn't have any sense of how this whole endeavor would unfold. But nonetheless, that was the budget. Currently, we're at about $15 million. And the expectation is that by the time the dust has settled, the total cost will be in the neighborhood of $25 million U.S. So it's a very significant cost and certainly far greater than the initial budget, albeit that initial budget, I think, was little more than just a placeholder budget as opposed to something that was seriously costed out, especially given the fact they would have had very little understanding of how deep the process was going to go in the early days. But I wanted to make all of us aware that I'm sure the cost of this exercise will be an issue in Marrakesh. And Mathieu himself has suggested that Giovanni include this topic in the work of the SOP. So from a CCNSO perspective, we will certainly take a good close look at it through the eyes of the SOP. Any comments or questions on what I said thus far? I realize it's more just an update, but if anybody had any comments. You have to excuse me. I do have a bit of a Canadian February cold, so I'll try not to cough into the mic. I'll do my best. And for those of you interested, we did just set a record snowfall in Ottawa, where I live, yesterday. We had 52 centimeters in about a 12-hour period. So even for us, that was pretty significant. Seeing no comments or questions, we'll move on to agenda item 3.1. And I've touched on a couple of points already around cost. But last week, there was an ISTAC call, which is, as many of you will remember, is just the discussion group of CCNSO members who are on the various working groups, be it ICG, CWG, or CCWG, just to share information and make sure that we're coordinating effectively. So we did have a call. Probably the focus of the call was around discussion of the costs, but also any outstanding elements and how we're going to start to think about implementation of the respective proposals. So certainly that's not a decision-making group by any stretch, but it was more just an information-sharing group and getting an understanding of what will likely need to happen in the coming short term. One of the issues raised was around the final design team of the CWG IANA transition that Paul Kane is leading, and that's around the service level expectations. Paul Kane had raised the issue that they're having some challenges in getting some data from IANA regarding, I say, transaction times, how long a given request takes to work its way through the system and is responded to. You know, unfortunately, I would say to some degree that debate has been framed by some as IANA not being willing to provide it and framed in the negative. It's my understanding that there's actually been an independent consultant engaged by ICANN to help unpack that data set. So certainly ICANN is working on it. It's my understanding that part of the challenge is there isn't a consistent data set around all the IANA-related requests because some of them are very significant, like redelegations, which tend to happen via email as opposed to some time-stamped transaction. So it's definitely taking longer than hoped for, as well as the fact that some of the data, such as what I just mentioned, is very sensitive, and ICANN is not, for privacy reasons, willing to just simply give the full data set or hand it over. So there is some back and forth on that front, and as a result, the work of the design team on SLEs is not yet complete. That said, the CWG itself has picked up on that, on those issues, and certainly Jonathan and Lisa are well aware of it and working both with IANA and Paul Kane to try to resolve those issues, but they are outstanding. And this topic itself will be covered in our Tuesday, Wednesday meetings in Marrakesh. So it'll be also a period for us as council members, but also as the general CCNSO membership, to discuss it and get a clear understanding of where we're at right now. Any comments or questions or concerns on CWG? Okay, well, we'll move on to 3.2, which is an update on CCWG accountability. And is Becky? Becky, are you on the call? No, no.
No, Becky isn't.
She's not on the call. Okay. Well, as mentioned, the expectation is the latest proposal will be made available February 18th. And I would expect that that is a hard date, so we'll see it then. The main thing for us as council is the fact that, again, all things going according to plan, this will be a key topic for us at the council meeting on Wednesday afternoon. As some of you may have seen, ICANN has very specifically asked to have a decision on Tuesday the 8th by all the chartering SO and ACs. Clearly, Tuesday is before our council meeting on Wednesday afternoon. So I have pushed back on that and said that we as the CCNSO will not be in a position to provide a decision on the Tuesday. As I'm sure we're all aware, short-circuiting our own process will lead to far more problems than it would solve. And I'm sure there would be howls of protest and claims of abuse of process if I tried to short-circuit that, or we tried to short-circuit our own council meeting and timelines. It's also my understanding that the other SO and ACs are to varying degrees in the same predicament. So I think that, I'm quite sure that ICANN is simply going to have to wait till Wednesday afternoon, certainly for us, but probably the other SO and ACs as well. Anyway, that does mean that we will be facing that decision on Wednesday afternoon as probably the central component of our of our council meeting. So unless I hear any objections, and anybody who's got a overriding desire to do this on Tuesday afternoon, we will stick with our plan. Seeing or hearing none, we'll move on to item 3.3, which is an update from the ICG, if any. Keith, are there any updates from the ICG?
Keith is only on listen only. So, Keith, if there is any update, could you please type it in the chat?
Okay. So I'll just read it out from Keith, since he's in the chat only. And as he says, the ICG will be meeting on March 1st to consider the inputs from CWG and CCWG on accountability. And Keith is hopeful that the ICG will be able to deliver the full and final plan with CCMSO approval to the ICANN board meeting at Marrakesh. There's no formal meeting at ICANN of the ICG, but the ICG will be reporting in to the ICANN community on Monday in Marrakesh. And that's his update. Any questions for Keith? Well, then we'll move on to 3.4, which is the decision-making process. And as we all know, we've had significant discussion about this over time, and I would say the decision-making process commenced well before even the Dublin meeting. And we added two special counsel calls, which is certainly unusual for us, to continue the discussion around the CCWG proposal. So already there has been a fair amount of effort devoted to it, and the program working group has devoted significant time in our Tuesday and Wednesday meetings to this topic. Starting Tuesday morning, where Mathieu will provide a lay of the land for us on the latest CCWG proposal, and pretty much all of Wednesday afternoon will be focused on CWG and CCWG related topics. So there will be significant time allocated to this discussion for education, question, and probably some debate. And we will have our council meeting at the regular time, and we will be expected to take a decision at that time. But we'll have had a very fulsome opportunity to hear from our community over the course of the 2 days. So quite frankly, it's fairly similar to the way we approached the work of the CWG, which I think by and large people were satisfied with. Any questions on that? No? Okay. Well, we'll move on to agenda item number 4 then. It's a chair update. I've had those 3 items of note. One was the ISTAC call with other members of the CWG, CCWG, ICG. As I mentioned, the notes of that call have been made available, so you can see them for yourself. And I think I've already shared the relevant discussion from that call. In addition, there was a call that I briefly touched on, organized by ICANN board members, Shireen and the Finance Committee in particular, where we discussed the costs of this endeavor and how much they're escalating. That call was interesting in particular for a few reasons, I would say. One is the fact that due to the size of the overrun, the board apparently has to approve it. So it was a special or supplementary request to the board for the additional funding, and that seems to have certainly got their attention. It was unclear to me, and even when I pressed on it, there was some lack of clarity in terms of how aware the board was of this before they seemed to have been notified in the very, very recent past. And I got conflicting reports when I actually asked the specific question. It started out with Shireen saying a few weeks ago they were made aware of this. Xavier, the CFO, said a number of times that he has presented this material many, many, many times in public and beyond. So even within ICANN staff and board, there seemed to be some lack of certainty on when and how the information had been shared. Anyway, nonetheless, it has been, and they are fairly clear that they expect it to come in at about $25 million U.S. total cost. The other thing that was interesting is I think this has spurred a lot of discussion within ICANN about who's responsible for the costs and how the costs, how costs demanded or required by working groups are allocated and who is responsible for them. So not only has this become an issue with this particular exercise, but it has also spurred ICANN to think about who's responsible for the costs that are a result of working group activities and how is that managed and how do those costs get approved, which are all, you know, reasonable discussion points, but it certainly appears that ICANN is trying to push those responsibilities onto community members. And then there was a further discussion around the chairs of working groups, specifically the two major working groups right now, but in a go forward perspective as well, on making chairs responsible for handling the costs and doing some kind of project plan. So there was considerable discussion around project plans and timelines and cost responsibility. There was a fair amount of pushback by the SO and AC chairs on that, because that would be, I would say, quite a fundamental cultural change for how bottom-up processes have worked. And there's certainly something to be said for more disciplined costing and project management. However, it's very unclear how that discussion is going to play out. But suffice it to say that the chairs definitely pushed back on how it was originally presented to us. In particular, Alan Greenberg, for the chair of ALAC, to a lesser degree, James Bledel, the new chair of the GNSO, and I think in part just because he's brand new and trying to figure out how this works, and I definitely push back on it. So we'll see how that unfolds, but I think it's important for us to take note of. And finally, ICANN also reached out to me through stakeholder engagement, their stakeholder engagement group, in terms of trying to get a better understanding of how they can encourage volunteerism and community participation, et cetera, which is an ongoing issue. And I'm sure there are people on this call who have gone around that or spoken around that set of issues in previous iterations of the conversation. But they seem to be quite concerned, I think, as a result of the discussion around volunteer burnout. You know, how are we going to get more people engaged? How are we going to get more people to become engaged, and once they're engaged, to participate more and more actively? So those are the three separate sets of conversations I've had recently. Keith or Katrina, any updates? Nothing behind? Okay. Any counselor updates? Regional updates? staff updates?
No, we're just getting ready for Marrakesh.
Okay. Then we'll move on to agenda item number 5. And guideline review committee update. I know Katrina is unfortunately not on the call. Bart, any chance you could provide us with some with an update?
Yeah, or Leslie could do it as well. It's but let me do it. Yeah, it's the GIC has been has concluded say review of the work plan and triage committee guideline, the roles and responsibility, and some others. And these will be presented to the community in Marrakesh and to council for adoption. So that will replace the existing ones. The GSC is now focusing on the appointment rules and CCNSO meetings and the council meeting guidelines as they exist. And then they will move into the additional work. So expect some work coming out of the GRC at the Marrakesh meeting.
Thank you, Bar. Leslie, did you have anything to add there?
No, as always, a very good and full summary, Bart. Thank you. Nothing to add.
Okay, thanks, Leslie. Then we'll move on to... and Becky's not on the call. Okay, and we'll move past that. 5-3 working program working group update. Like I said, unfortunately, Katrina's not on the call, but suffice it to say that the program working group has built, I would say, a very robust program for us for Marrakesh. With plenty of opportunity to discuss the key issues, but also tried to balance it with a program that is not just CWG, CCWG all the time. So there's, you know, considerable breadth of topics as well on the agenda for us. 5.4, the EP-SRP Working Group. Bart, do you have any comments for us or update on that for us?
Yes, but it's in the agenda as well. So the EPRSP has been working on the guidelines for the second similarity review panel. They now into the second reiteration, and they hope to be able to resolve some open issues at the face-to-face meeting they have in Marrakesh. So they're making good progress. And they have GAC members involved, ICANN staff involved, and some members of our community. And potentially they will reach out to the, or they will reach out to ASSEC as well in due course. That's it.
Thank you, Bart. Any questions or comments on any of the working group updates? No? Okay. I do note that Barack is typing in the chat in terms of an update from FTLD and that they'd like to invite all members of the CCNSO to the Africa Domain Name System Forum, which I believe is just in a couple of days leading up to the ICANN meeting. Right. He just said from March 4th to 6th. So just before the meeting proper starts. So let's make note of that. And actually, could I ask staff to send a note to the entire CCNSO membership indicating that?
Yes, we will do.
Thank you. Okay, with that, we'll move on to item number 6, which is... liaison update, and the GNSO update is still to come, and the ALAC update was sent February 16th. Thank you very much. move on to agenda item number 7, which is the work plan. And, you know, in Marrakesh, the primary discussion point here is that we will be having our annual work plan discussion and setting the priorities for the coming year as best we can. You know, some of you, I think, will recall we had a fairly robust session in Singapore a couple of years ago where we set the main priorities, and we'll be doing something similar to that in Marrakesh. So as much as possible, we need all our council members to be there for the Sunday session where we have those discussions. And I would certainly ask that Bart provide that list of priorities to the council members so that we can start thinking about it for our annual workshop. So again, Bart, as an action item, could you make sure to do that for us?
Yes, I will, and I will note it. So,
thank you, sir. Any discussion or feedback on that? No? Okay, but please come prepared and ready to discuss our priorities for the coming year during that session in Marrakesh. Then we will move on to agenda item number 8, which is the date of the next council meetings, which hopefully we're all clear on, March 5th to 10th, during the Marrakesh meeting. And we have a number of items during the course of that week, starting with what I just referred to, and that's the council workshop, which is Sunday at 10 a.m. local time. Sunday at 10 a.m. local time, so please make sure to be there. And part of what we will be discussing is priorities, but also roles and responsibilities. And of course, there will be a change in the chairs and vice chairs, or at least they will be coming up for election during the council meeting. So who does what and who will be in the seats will all be relevant, and topics for discussion, as well as the specific work plan and key priorities. Following that main session will be a standard council prep meeting, and that's more just making everybody aware of what sessions are or should be important to the CCNSO and making sure we have coverage on all of those, so assigning some of our council members to cover specific sessions. And that meeting itself will directly follow the planning meeting, or the council workshop rather. So that will be from 12 to 12:30 local time. So just to make that plain, essentially we will have 2.5 hours together on Sunday morning. So make sure you bring some food and beverages to keep everybody alert and happy during that period. On Sunday at 1700 hours, we will be meeting with ALAC, and primary discussion points there will be around CCWG and where they are at with it, where we are at with it. They will have had a number of meetings over the course of the weekend to help them in their decision-making process, so it will be an opportunity for us as two of the charter member communities to discuss where we're at and what the process looks like over the course of the week. And then on Monday at 12:15 local time, we'll be meeting with the GNSO Council. So the agenda there hasn't been confirmed yet, but that's when we will be doing it. And we'll be meeting with the board on Tuesday, March 8th at 9 a.m. We don't have any topics on the agenda yet. I would certainly like to hear if there are any councillors who have suggested topics. You can suggest them now, or please, after you've had some time to think about it, feel free to send them to myself and Bart. Any comments? or import?
Byron, this is Bart. Just to in preparing, I've made a typo. The meeting with the board starts at the usual time, I think at 9:45 or 10 a.m. and is until 10:45. So it will be the usual program, starting of the CCNSO meeting at 9 a.m. and meeting with the board at 10.
Thank you for that clarification. Much as I enjoy our discussions with the board, an hour and 45 minutes actually did seem like quite a long time. Thank you for that clarification. Okay, and then finally 8.2, of course, our council meeting will be at 1700 hours local time on Wednesday, March 10th. Any discussion points there? During that council meeting, we'll set the meeting times for the rest of the year. And to that end, something that has been brought up on multiple occasions and I would like to bring up here so that you can think about it between here and Marrakesh, and that is that we start to rotate the time of the council call. So like pretty much every other SO and AC, you know, they don't have it at a fixed time, which clearly advantages or disadvantages particular time zones, that we should consider having a rolling schedule that accommodates all time zones in a more equitable way than we currently have it with a fixed time, meaning some time zones, of course, are very early in the morning or very late at night all the time. So I would like to put forward that we think about that and think about having a more equitable revolving time for council meetings going forward. Anyway, we'll bring that forward as a discussion point, but please be ready to discuss that. Moving on to item number 9, any other business? Okay, seeing or hearing none, that brings our meeting to a conclusion, which may be a record, 41 minutes. Thank you very much, everybody, and I'm happy to give everybody back 50 minutes of their day. And I look forward to seeing you all in Marrakesh. Promises to be a very interesting meeting. Please be prepared. Having read the CWG document and thinking about my proposal for meeting timing, and I look forward to seeing everybody in Marrakesh. Have a great couple of weeks in the interim. Bye for now.
Bye, all.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.